It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, finally, a cold in New York. Am I right? Cold today in New York City? That's not cold it is today here in the city. It's so cold today that Plaxico Burress shot himself with a hot glue gun.
That's not cold.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 800-636-1067. We'll take your phone calls for a little bit right now. How do you feel about the bailout for the automakers? We really haven't talked to you about that. I was on one side, and I kind of flipped over, and now I'm glad they're doing it, but I also don't have a lot of faith that it's going to work.
I know what you are.
What am I?
You're a hoot. No.
I'm a hurt. You're a hoot. That's what you are.
You're wishy-washy.
On this particular subject, you know, while I got pissed off that those guys were flying in on their private jets,
right.
And while I was concerned, when I heard they were going to bail them out, I actually kind of said to myself, well, maybe it's a good thing. And now I'm getting wishy-washy again because you're looking at it on the other side and saying, well, where's the plan? Are you really going to be successful?
They should.
Or are we going to be here in 3 months' time again, and we will have, you know, pissed away this money?
Reasonable concern.
It's important that they have a plan.
I also would like to talk to you if you feel like you're going to go out and buy a car. And is there anybody in our listening audience that would go out and buy an auto from the big three? I'm curious. You know, if you might think there's an incredible deal to be had and you think that these companies are going to be solvent and the government's going to be successful in bailing them out, would you go out there and buy a car? I know two people that have purchased cars. One person I know bought a used Lexus, and another person bought a brand new Hyundai.
Wow.
And other than that, those are the two people I've talked to.
You know, you're going
to
think I'm crazy and you're going to think I'm blindly following, but if I was in the market for a car right now, yes, I would buy General Motors. Still would.
You would still if you were in the market?
Yeah, because you know why? So I've had many good mechanics in the past that have a good relationship. They're not dealership mechanics.
So you'd get the product and rely on an independent repair shop to do it. All right, let's go to Dennis in Warrenton, Virginia. Dennis, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, I wanted to tell you about my positive Craigslist story.
You have a positive Craigslist story?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You know how the other guy said he met his wife on Craigslist?
Yes.
Right. I've been cheating on my wife on Craigslist.
Oh, well, let's give you a nice round of applause right there. Congratulations. You know, I just found out, though, she found out that you were cheating on her on Craigslist. What would you do if you found out that she was cheating on you on Craigslist as well?
Well, then it wouldn't be so cool.
What if you hooked up with her?
Now, I have to ask you, Dennis. That's the Pina Colada song.
Hey, Dennis?
Yeah?
Is that your real name? I think Dennis just had an epiphany. Michelle,
bright boy.
I called and used my name. She's going to recognize voice.
If you call regaining consciousness an epiphany.
Let's go to Michelle, who's calling us from the very dangerous beltway this afternoon. Hi, Michelle. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show at 800-636-1067. What can we do for you?
Hi. I just wanted to tell you I bought a new car.
Okay. What kind of car did you buy?
I bought my third Toyota, and I got rid of my last GM piece of crap.
Now, you've had bad luck with your GMs?
Yeah. I've had three of them, different makes. I've had a Pontiac and a Chevy and maybe another Pontiac.
So you bought a Toyota. Did you find that, like, right now that the car dealers are going nuts and bending over backwards to give you a good deal?
I don't really think that they gave me that great of a deal, but I did get good financing. I got 0% financing.
Just for fun, did you buy your Toyota on December 7th?
Rob, that is terrible. Now, there is Rob with a Pearl Harbor reference that's totally unnecessary.
He never forgets.
I mean, I really don't think anybody should.
So you don't think the experience was all that different, even with the economy being what it is right now?
I mean, I think that they definitely bent over backwards to get my business, but I still don't feel like I got that great of a deal.
And I wonder if the foreign dealers are as desperate as the domestics are.
Probably not.
No, but I think everyone is desperate right now because people just aren't spending money.
You know, I'm not in the market for an automobile. When you drive by places like a GM dealership, I'm sure everybody's like me, where you look over there and you speculate as to, you know, if you went in, what kind of an experience would it be? You know, really, would you walk in? Because, I mean, you drive by. We have a Ford dealership right next to the radio station that I drive by every single night. Mm-hmm. And I look over there and I really look every night to see if there's any traffic in the showroom.
How's business?
And if you walked into that showroom, I would love to hear from somebody that has actually purchased a car from one of the big three. Do you walk in and they go,
it'd be like throwing a steak into Michael Vick's backyard?
It'd be like that,
Let's go to Dave in Fairfax. Hello, Dave. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
David.
Hey, Mr. O'Mara. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
Yeah, after hearing that loser Craig talking on your show, I looked up how much money you make. So according to the New York Times, it's $100 million a year.
Thank you. Thank you. See, if the guy isn't going to give us the information on the interview, our listeners will come through.
But as Craig said, how much is really a lot of money?
$100 million a year.
I wonder if he could buy a lot of candy with that money.
Thank you very much for the call.
Can I ask Mr. Burbank a quick question?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yes. Did you ever lend your voice to a commercial in Fairfax?
I have, yes.
No, he hasn't. Buzz doesn't do commercials. Buzz, you
does, Buzz does tons of commercials.
That's what I thought. I could have sworn I heard his voice on the radio.
Thank you for the call. That's Robert's phone.
Probably me.
Let's go to Kevin on 66. Kevin, you're on the show. Hi.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to fix your email problem. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Get ready. Mike. Right. Here it comes, America.
Here we go.
All right, here's how you do it, all right?
Yes.
It doesn't have anything to do with your filtering and all that crapola because they don't actually work. Those guys are too smart. They change their stuff all the time to beat that stuff. So you need to set yourself up a new email address.
Oh, I don't want to do that, though, Kevin. I want to avoid doing that.
You got to do this. I'm going to talk you through this, all right?
All right, go ahead. I'm listening.
Me. All right. Now, you get yourself a new email address.
Right.
You take that old one and you use it for whenever you register for crap online.
True.
Whenever you put yourself on message boards, all right? And you never, ever, ever, ever give out that new email address to anybody except people you actually want to get email from.
Keep one email address for purchases.
Anywhere.
Right.
Okay, so I use that one for all my purchases and all that other stuff?
Right, online stuff.
Exactly.
But it took
Mike
forever. It took Mike forever to get his email address, which is worldsgreatestguy@yahoo.com.
All right. Well, you know, maybe I'll do that.
What?
Rob,
yes.
You're not funny.
You're not funny. Thank
That's
you very
right.
much. I should have given him a prize. Let's go to Greg in Sacramento. Hello, Greg. And Joe says he thinks he's drunk. Hi, Greg.
Yeah, I don't know why your lady thought I was drunk, but it's amusing. So getting ready to go into work. Selling one of your big three.
Okay, you're a car salesman for one of the big three?
I am, sir.
Now that's even better than somebody that might be thinking about buying a car.
True.
What in the name of Jesus is it like right now? And incidentally, if you were drunk, I'd cut you some slack on that one. What's it like dealing with that on the sales end? Are you getting any traffic at all?
I am fortunate enough to be with the best small, big company in the business.
He sounds like he's loaded.
Our traffic is hit. I equate it to a lot like everything. I was just in South Tahoe over the weekend, and Harris Harvey's, they're at about 50%. Car sales, we're at about 50% too, I'd imagine. You know,
now, can you tell us the dealership? Can you tell us what kind of cars you saw?
Absolutely. I work for John L. Sullivan Chevrolet Saturn of Roseville.
All right. GM. Are you 11 years old? Thank you. Good luck. Thank you very much.
John L. Sullivan's car dealership.
Joe Hardinger writes, would you buy a car from this man? Well, good luck. So you're about
50%. I wouldn't even get into a car with this man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Andrew in D.C. How are you, Andrew?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. We're having an interesting day on the show today.
Well, Mike, I got two different ways to go on this. First of all, I just did help a friend of mine buy a new car.
Uh-huh.
But as the other two that you know about, it was a foreign. It was a Toyota. But it was a hell of a deal, including the 0% financing.
Okay, that's what I mean. The second person that says you're not having any finance charges,
but
which is a good thing.
That 0%, that's been around for quite some time.
Well, they've done that gimmick.
That's not a huge deal.
And it has, but what they've been doing in the past is they either give you a rebate or the 0% financing.
Right.
I got both.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That I believe.
You get the rebate and the 0% financing. So even the foreign automakers are, well, they're sucking ass, too. That's what I hear.
Their
sales are sucking, too. So it's very, very frustrating. I'm just, you know, I have a little ray of sunshine when out of the blue this week, my future mom-in-law, she came by and said, hey, I want to show you something. And there it was. And, you know, got a good deal on a used car. And then my trainer comes over today and he says, I had a beater. It was breaking down all the time. I went out and I pulled the trigger. And, everybody's going with kind of that attitude that, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? You're incredible.
When Pete came over, did he say, I have a brand new car I'd like to show you, and then picked it up and handed it to you? Because he's very strong, you see, sir.
No, he got himself a brand new Hyundai. Said he loved it.
Very cool.
Absolutely loved it.
Hyundai's a great car.
And they got that great warranty on them, too.
If you have to buy something on American.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, are you buying American? Hello, Mike. You're on the air.
Mr. O'Mara, welcome to my show.
Welcome to your show. Yes, I don't understand what that means, but what can we do for you?
Hey, I just want to let you know I got $11,000 off a brand new Escalade, and I asked the guy how they were doing. He said they were actually doing really well, but they're losing money on every car they sell,
sure.
And the company has to give them back money.
Well, now with all due respect, Mike, I will tell you that, I don't think I've ever heard a car salesman that didn't say that.
Yeah.
That didn't say we're losing money.
We're not making anything on this deal. How much did you pay for your Escalade?
What's that?
What was your bottom line on the Escalade with the $11,000 off?
55.
55?
It's a pretty sweet deal. That's not bad.
It is. And, everybody nowadays, at least I hope they do, you do the deal where you go to the internet and you go to like an Edmunds and you get that true market value thing.
Right.
And you see on the internet, I've been in a couple of dealerships where they actually come out and they bring out the same piece of paper. That's the first time a salesman did that.
Yeah.
And he said, here's what the true market value of the car. This is what your internet paper says,
right.
And this is what ours says.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I got suspicious of the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's when I said there's got to be, some sort of list, some sort of invoice that's hidden away.
Secret
where they're making profit on.
The most mysterious thing about car, and I did those car infomercials for too long. Too many Saturdays I spent dealing with
salesmen. Yeah, I remember those. You made that goddamn entertaining.
The most mysterious, thank you, Mike. The most mysterious thing about the car deal is not really the bottom line. It's the kickback that the dealership gets from GM or from Ford. And they can be, that can be a lot of money per car. And that's how they can do 0% and selling it for you for what they paid for it, because they're actually getting it from the company. And that's what you can never really figure out.
All right, one more call on this, and then we're going to take the buzz in the Hollywood buzz. Let's get Greg from Leesburg on the air. Greg, you're on the show.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Good. Hey, I got two things. I work at a car dealership, been there for 20 years.
Okay.
And indeed, I just did buy two cars. I bought a brand new Sierra truck and a Denali.
Wow. All right, so you got and because you recognize this opportunity because of the situation the big three are in, you got yourself a sweet deal there?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you something. On a Yukon, you can get $11,000 rebate off.
That's
right,
like the guy was saying on the Denali that he got.
That's a lot of money.
So that's cool. I root really for these car companies to survive. I truly, truly do.
But also working there, you can start to see a surge going from imports trading in on Americans. I had a customer last night traded a Prius, bought a Chevy Malibu. I had another customer trade two cars, an Audi and a Nissan Titan, and bought a Yukon.
Now, are you saying you see a trend? Are you saying that because you work for the company, or are you saying that because you really, really see a trend? Because
I absolutely do. Saturday was our busiest Saturday in probably 2 months.
Wow. Okay.
Yesterday was another good day. Yesterday at both stores.
Why do you think this is? Why are people buying in spite of the apparent nervousness?
I think that people that can buy can realize that there's a good deal out there. People that, you hear that you can't get financing, that's BS. You come in with if you have decent credit, I don't care who you are, I can get you financed.
Are people worried about getting service, though? Are they worried?
Why would you worry about getting service?
Well, some people are concerned that the car companies might not be around.
Buzz, if they took out the American car industry, you talk about a depression.
Right, right. All right. Well, yeah, but the fact is, Greg, I know you work for him and you're a positive guy,
right,
and that's what you do when you're a salesman. But when you're talking about even the downsizing of some of these companies, some of the cuts they're talking about in their business plan calls for closing an S-load of dealerships. So I think it's a valid concern on people's part.
Pontiac will be gone.
Okay.
That's a foregone conclusion. Saturn's probably going to be gone. Buick's probably going to be gone. But the main core, which is your Cadillac, Chevrolet, GMC, they're going to be there. And your warranty work is going to be there. Just like when Olds shut down, you can always take your Oldsmobile to any GM dealership.
Okay.
Same thing. It's they're going
to
be around.
Hey, Greg, listen, I'm not trying to be devil's advocate.
No.
I hope you're absolutely right. And, I hope people, I hope everything turns around. Everybody's in that kind of state of
mind right now.
And I truly hope that things work out for Greg and everybody
else.
And
Greg, congratulations on your Denali, or as we like to call it, Tahoe with leather stamping.
Hey, that's what they do. That's how they get you.
That's how they always get you.
Wait a minute.
It's about that time, Mike.
All right, we're going to come back. Give us a tease for coming up with the The Hollywood Buzz. What do you got coming up?
Jay Leno 5 nights a week and what it means to television.
Ooh, boy. That's a nasty story. It I don't like that. We're going to take a short break, come back with the Hollywood Buzz. And also, speaking of Hollywood, we'll have Ben Whittakum from the Star Magazine, editor at large. I love that title.
He's great.
We'll talk to both of these gentlemen when we come back after these commercial messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.